You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I swear I'm gone, you can turn the lights.
Now we've got the Archangel of Radio, Spider,
Honey Bee,
and Ray Graham.
Yeah.
I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stage. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio, your radio. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio.
Mr. President, there's been a massive takeover on Space Prison MS-1.
What we want is freedom, or we crash this prison.
It's falling out of the sky. We can send in one man, Snow.
I'm thrilled that you would think of me. Going to space, get inside the maximum security nut house. It's a dream vacation.
The control room's on the other side.
Really?
Snow, what's going on?
I'm almost there!
Walk out.
Come on. It'll be fun.
Rated PG-13. Starts April 13th.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, man. Welcome to another edition of YUL Radio, the coolest hour on the radio, Young Urban Lifestyles. I'm your partner, Spider-Man. I'm joined by the illustrious Honey Bee.
Hello, hello. How are you?
We all good today, as always. Ray Grimm, what's happening with you?
Hey, I'm going to have to take an old school. What's up?
Hey, you know, I got my co-pilot, man, Archangel of Radio, man, doing everything. How you doing, man?
Light work is in the building, man.
Light work, tight work, man. And today, man, we have a very special show. We got a couple of guests coming on a little later, man. But first, we need to get to the building. I know you heard that premiere, Lockout, the new movie starring Guy Pearce, Maggie Grace. It's coming out April 13th. It's going to be a good movie. They're taking no prisoners, man. I'm kind of excited about this movie. It looks like an action thriller. We're going to have some callers come up and call us to try to win tickets to see it before you can see it in the movie theaters. But in order to do that, you got to call us with a crazy story. We need your best Lockout story. 678-205-2215. We're blowing out these tickets all day to see Lockout. Guy Pearce, what y'all think about that, man?
Gonna be a banger.
Yeah, yeah. And last couple of movies we've been checking out been pretty good. I haven't been let down yet, man. I don't think this one's gonna let me down, man. You know, even though I like suspense, this and that, it seems like they're going to serve it up today.
Yeah.
They're going to serve it up. So, you know, if you want to see that movie, you log in to YULradio.com. You register to win there. You get on our Twitter. You get on our Facebook. It's three or four different ways to find us. You really have no excuse. I know a lot of people been calling up, man, want us to talk about this Basketball Wives thing, man. You know, Evelyn balling people up, man.
Yeah, Evelyn going ham, man.
Evelyn's going ham, and they need to put Evelyn on UFC or something, man, because it got a little serious. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, she need to have her own show,
bro. Eventually she is if she don't get locked up.
I'm sure she's going to get her own show.
Yeah. I mean, either that was a great piece of acting, or she was dead serious about that bout. Like, she was really trying to hit this girl, man. Like,
break it down, because I didn't see it.
All right. It's this, what's the new woman's name, Kenya?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Kenya had basically told some of her friends that Evelyn was loose. And you know, anytime any other girls talk about Evelyn.
You can't talk about Evelyn.
And then, you know, Evelyn just wanted her to admit to it, but she wouldn't admit to it.
So. Well, who's going to admit that they're loose? They're not going to walk around and be like, yeah, you know, I sleep with this.
They always be on Evelyn, man. I don't know if they're jealous or what, man, but... You know, I feel where her anger come from, because it's been building up.
No, like, Spider always comes from jealousy. With women, it always comes from jealousy.
Yeah, I mean, because they've been trying to get at her on the sneak, you know, little stuff they'll say on shows, and she just be saying, you know, I don't like liars, or, you know, if you talk about me, I'm going to get you. You know, she been telling them that.
Yeah.
See, and it finally just popped off, man. So shout out to Evelyn, man, keeping the show interesting. I know the race is going out the roof. They need to start combining these shows, man. I want to see Evelyn and NeNe on the same show. I think that's too much.
Wait, they had those. They had that show where they had these two celebrities going into a rink and beating each other up.
Yeah.
Like that celebrity boxing or something.
Yeah. They're gonna have to start combining some of these shows.
Match.
Celebrity death match.
Yeah, yeah, Evelyn against NeNe. I'd pay money to see that.
I love that show. That
I would want to be their front row.
Cause NeNe got that pre-fight talk game. Like NeNe might scare you.
Yeah, NeNe doing big things right now.
I put my money on NeNe.
Yeah, NeNe just gonna scare you. You know what I'm saying? She talking a whole lot. I compare her to DMX. You don't want to get in an argument with either one of them.
Marlo's got all those mugshots.
Yeah. You know, Marlo lets you know she's been locked up now.
Yeah,
Marlo lets you know now. You better check my history.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah. And on another note, you know, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the anniversary yesterday of the day he was assassinated, April 4th. I stopped by Ebenezer Baptist Church. I didn't stay for the whole sermon, but it was a lovely sermon. The Reverend went in about, he said, you know, we got to talk about both Martins. So he was talking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and he was talking about Trayvon Martin. He kind of combined it and brought it together. So, you know, it was a lot of controversy. I know I watched the news last night and a lot of people had things to say, like he shouldn't be talking about Trayvon Martin on Dr. Martin King stage, but it's all wrapped into the same thing. Because, you know, the preacher was like, if Dr. Martin Luther King was alive, he'd be talking about Trayvon Martin right now and injustice. So, you know, the way he tied both of it into each other, it was good. It was good. And also, you know, you got Good Friday coming tomorrow. You got Easter around the corner, man. You know, a lot of people excited about Easter. Y'all got y'all Easter suits.
Your Easter suits?
I got my Easter. You know, that's the only thing. You know, I do appear in church once a year, and I do appear to show out. So I do got my Easter suit, my double-breasted pink and teal.
Nice.
I'm gonna be killing.
Nice, I like that. Those
watch
are
out, Creflo.
Spring colors.
Yeah, I'm gonna be killing. I'm gonna be killing. You know, and all the kids excited about Easter egg hunting. So you know, I'm gonna boil a couple of eggs and just throw them in the yard, and the kids just gonna
run around.
Kids just, you know, I always thought that was corny when I was a kid.
No way, really?
You know what I'm saying? I wanted some chocolate. I'm not finna sit out there in no sun. I never wanted to go Easter egg hunting to find some eggs and eat some cold eggs all day. Like, I can go in the house and boil some eggs, but
no, you don't do real eggs. You do chocolate eggs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I do chocolate, but I know some people who do real eggs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know some people do real eggs and they eat real.
My favorite thing used to be doing the Easter painting, like painting the eggs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I just want my basket. You know what I'm saying? The money and all that. I just want my basket, man. But we got a lot of things to talk about today. It's gonna be a great show. We got a young new artist, a hot new guest, man. We're gonna get into that a little later. I know the ladies are gonna be excited. What else we got going, man? Atlanta got a lot of things. Shout out to Malibu Red. You know, shout out to Malibu. We did go to a party today, courtesy
nice
of Archangel. It was a nice party. RL performed. Neo threw the whole thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And they had free shots, so you know it was lovely for me.
Always, always, always the best music. You guys play the best music.
They always play the best music.
Always playing the best music.
I listen to Young Urban Lifestyles on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyles.
On mainstream radio since 2009. Turn your radios up, kid.
Young Urban Lifestyles. Young Urban Lifestyles.
Locked up, they won't let me out. And I had a long day in court. stress me out. Won't give me a bail, it can't get me out. Now I'm headed to the county, gotta do a bid here. I'm used to living luxurious, I don't wanna live here. The walls is gray, the clothes is orange. The phones is broke, the food is garbage. A lot of niggas is living with these circumstances. SP's the same, I still murk your manses. Drug money to rap money, work advances. Ran and told I should've murked the Kansas. Got popped for a murder attempt. Knocked me on D block when I was burning the hemp. Had a brick in the stash, hope they don't take it to a further extent. Locked up and they won't let me out. When I hit my cell block, know the threat be out.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do? Freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration, cops patrolling, and now they done stop me and I get locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. Locked up. They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out. Locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. Locked up. They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out. Heading uptown to Rio, back with a couple peeps. The corner block's on fire, from the covers dressed as fiends. Making so much money, products moving fast. Put away the stash, as I sold the last pack. Down and got locked up, they won't let me out. They won't let me out. Locked up, they won't let me out, no.
Now that I'm locked up, I rep two sets, so I'ma ride or die and stay deep locked up. Two toothbrushes up, whoever wanted would pee. When I walk by, get up, cause I'm locked up, they can't get me out. I smoke a stick of when they stress me out. Go and hit the bar when the wrecks be out. Can't wait for the day when they let me out.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But still I'm here locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. I'm locked up. They won't let me out. No.
Mr. President, there's been a massive takeover on Space Prison MS-1.
What we want is freedom, or we crash this prison.
It's falling out of the sky.
We can send in one man, Snow.
I'm thrilled that you would think of me. Going to space, get inside the maximum security nut house. It's a dream vacation.
The control room's on the other side.
Really?
Snow, what's going on?
I'm almost there!
Walk out.
Come on, it'll be fun.
Rated PG-13. Starts April 13.
Baby, no one in these eyes.
back, and that was the sensational sounds of Miguel Adorn. And I haven't heard a bad song from Miguel yet. What y'all think about the new Prince?
That's a big comparison.
It is a big comparison, but he done had about four or five singles.
And they're all
And
smashed.
He's very soulful.
He smashed them all.
Yeah.
Any feature he do on anybody else's song, any video he does, how he plays the back.
Miguel got it. He is smooth. Every time I hear him on the radio, I'm like, ooh, Miguel. And my boyfriend looks at me like, what?
Even with him and J. Cole, when J. Cole was rapping, I like how he played the background. I'm like, he know what to do when the camera on. Yeah. Some people just know what to do.
Oh, he got a record with J. Cole?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. When he first came out, it was J. Cole rapping on his first single.
Duh.
See there? You supposed to be my producer, Ray Brown. But yeah,
it was
Miguel featuring J. Cole when they first came out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the video was lovely, man. And Miguel has put out a lot of good music. And he keeps coming with it. Like, I haven't heard anything bad from him yet. This the new single of Dawn.
He can sing me anything.
I hear that. Listen to Miguel, as you can sing, boy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Who I want to pop back up is Jay Holiday.
What happened to Jay Holiday?
I don't know, man.
He on a holiday. Long holiday.
Yeah, long holiday.
Jay Holiday, if you out there, call the show, man. They say he working at the BP. I'm joking, Jay Holiday. I'm joking, man. He like, how you know? I'm joking, man. But yeah, you know, some of these people, they, you know who I would like, what happened to Dave Hollister?
I think he got into
gospel music, but Dave Hollister had a soulful voice, but These singers is coming back. Like, real singers is coming back. Shout out to Usher Climax. He just blowing up everywhere with this Climax thing. Usher killing me.
I don't know how I was feeling about that song the first time I heard it, but now it's growing on me.
Whenever you're a child star, after a while, you got no... Like, he's always been making his. And after how many years has Usher been in the game?
Usher been in the game forever.
Forever.
It's like, you got no choice but to make nothing but hits at that point. After you've been in the game for so long, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, Usher always comes back with it, but he's always going through a new situation too. I mean, the boy puts out his personal life. That's one thing a lot of
artists, though.
Right, you know, and he worse than Taylor Swift. You know, every time she break up with a dude, she put him on blast too. But she don't really say names and all that. Usher, you know, like
Usher made a whole
when he was
CD.
With Chili, and he come out with that, you know, hey baby, you know, that Usher will put your business out there. Like, you mess with Usher, prepare to have a CD on you.
Yeah, Lil Wayne did that with Tammy Torres.
Yeah.
He made a couple of records talking about.
Yeah, and a couple of Taylor Swift ex-boyfriends. They're really mad. You know who's mad?
Who?
You know the dude that broke Adele's heart and made her make all them songs.
What is he coming out of the?
He's trying to sue her.
No,
but she never said his name. But I'm like, he must have really broke her heart. That's one of the greatest albums you ever gonna hear. And I'm not even into all that, but shout out to Adele. That album to make you cry. He did Adele so wrong. She came out with that album and sold 10 million worldwide.
I'm sorry, but how is he gonna sue her?
Yeah. He say she's talking about him and his friends and family, and everybody knows she's talking about him. So he feels that's defamation of character.
No,
he has to walk around
not.
And everybody knows that she's talking
we
about him.
Freedom of speech. We can talk about anything we want in this land.
Right.
Nobody.
That's just somebody trying to get some money.
Yeah.
That's just somebody trying to get some money.
Now he wishes he was still with her.
Right.
The moral of the story is, if he would have treated her right.
Yeah. But then again, if he wouldn't have did what he did, we wouldn't have
21.
Yeah.
Her album.
That's a lovely album, man. Never find someone like you. I'm sorry. That's my song.
I like Rolling in the Deep.
I'm thinking I'm gonna remake that song.
You gonna
remix Adele's Someone Like
You? You better go ham, cause I will. That's my boy. You mess up my Someone Like You. You got to get hurt first.
Trust me, I'm gonna do it justice. I promise.
I hear that. I had a bug or something that got distracted. This is brought to you by Lockout, man. New movie, Guy Pearce, Maggie Grace is coming out April 13th. Lockout, accept no prisoners.
Yeah.
Take no prisoners. And we don't take any prisoners either here at YUL Radio.
Speaking of, I haven't seen Maggie Grace since Lost, the TV show.
Yeah, I haven't seen Guy Pearce in a while. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but it looks like this is going to be a Class A movie. And it says it's from the producers of Taken. And that's my
Taken
movie.
Was amazing.
Yeah,
huh?
Taken. I like Taken because I got a daughter myself. And I thought that was one of the hardest movies.
Yeah.
You know, when she was like that, he was like, be quiet, be quiet. I need to hear their voice. I'm like, that was some cool stuff. That whole movie Taken was good.
Yeah, man.
Did y'all get to see Taken?
I saw Taken.
Yeah, where he go get his daughter back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My man was dead serious. He was like, look, I got some skills that I'm going to find you in 48 hours.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
So, I mean, we're excited about the premiere. You know, we always get to check this out. Us and a couple of our favorite fantastic YUL listeners, we will be in the building. And we will give you a review, whether it's good or bad. We will keep it real here on YUL. So, if the movie is a bomb, we will tell you it's the bomb. And if it's a, if it's a dig or dish, we will tell you. So, you know, make sure you guys pick up your tickets for this lockout. Once again, Guy Pearce, Maggie Grace, they are taking no prisoners, and it's coming out April 13th.
What else? I was at STK yesterday.
How was that?
It was good. Johnny. I don't know if you guys know the Johnny store. They sell all the high-end clothing. And
right.
Like, Nene's one of their customers. Actually, all of the houses in Atlanta.
I think I bought a keychain from there one time.
Yeah, they had a shoe. Their shoe.
That's all I could afford.
Don't kill me, Spider. Their shoe collection was... But the new collection, they were doing a promotion over there.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Okay, shout out to Johnny.
Yeah, shout out to Johnny.
All right.
Gonna give him a quick shout out.
And we'll be right back after a couple of our messages from a couple of these sponsors. YUL Radio, your favorite station. YUL Radio.
How's it going, man?
Going good. Caller, what's your name?
I'm Kurt Duhane.
Where you calling from, Kurt?
I'm calling from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Congratulations, Kirk. You have just qualified to win these free movie tickets from the movie Lockout. It's from the producers of Taken, starring Guy Pearce. Maggie Grace is coming out April 13th.
Awesome.
That's right. Take no prisoners. But before I give you these tickets, I need to hear your best locked up story. Do you have one for me, Kirk?
Oh, yeah, I got one, man.
Let's hear it.
All right, so I'm in the pen, man. I'm in the big boy house thing. They asked me if I wanted some food, and I was like, sure, man, because it was my first day there. I didn't know what to say. So I ate the food, and I ended up throwing up all over my roommate. So that was my crazy experience.
I hear that. Well, just because you had a bad experience locked out that time, man, we're going to give you a good experience this time. You've just won the passes. Now, before I give you these passes, just tell us the station that's rocking the nation, Kirk.
YULradio.com.
For sure. Hold the line for me. YUL Radio.
Hey, man, what's up, man? I'm trying to get them passes for that new movie, man. What's good?
Okay, what's your name, Colin?
Man, it's Jay Rose, man. I'm calling from Atlanta, dog.
I tell you what, Jay Rose from Atlanta, you just qualified to win these prizes, man. New movie called Lockout, starring Guy Pearce and Maggie Grace, coming out April 13th, Take No Prisoners. Before I give you these tickets, man, we need a little story from you, man. Have you ever been locked up, ever been in trouble, man? We need something good. You got something for me, Jay Rose?
Yeah, man, crazy thing, man. I'm riding down the street, me and my girl, dog, and I see the police sitting on the side of the road. So, you know, he turned me over simply because he talking about I was laid too far back in my seat. So, I look suspicious. Come on, man. What kind of man is that, man?
Man, I hear that, man. I tell you what, J-Rose, we're going to go ahead and blow out these passes for you, man. Getting arrested for being too cool. How about that? Before I give you this, man, just tell us the station that's rocking the nation, man. I hear you. You have a good day.
What do you believe in, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe.
Why you ever be a doctor?
I'm listening to Young Urban Lifestyles.
YULradio.com.
YULradio.com.
The Young Urban Lifestyles on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyles at YULradio.com.
Yeah.
The Archangel.
Radio.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Women want to know men's secrets. What are some things that are sexy?
Biggest turn-ons I ever had once was a girl who wanted me to introduce her to porn. Are you kidding me? Come to my chick.
You can't handle the line. Prison.
Here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Don't say it, Leafs. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime.
That's right. It's showtime, man. Welcome to another edition of YUL Radio, Young Urban Lifestyles. I am your player partner, Spider-Man. And as always, I'm joined by the illustrious, the lovely Honey Bee. How you feeling today?
I'm great, Spider. How are you?
I'm good. I got my man in charge, man, AJ Ray Grimm. How you, man? And of course, the captain, man, Zion, the Archangel of Radio. He a little busy right now, man, but we'll get to that later. And we're privileged enough to have in the studio today, man, a special guest, hot guest. We're going to get to all that. We're going to get all into your business. Scott DeLeon, my man TP, Cecil, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, hanging in there.
All right, how you doing, Tyler?
I'm all right, man.
You all right?
Yeah.
I know we drug y'all in kind of early, man. Y'all said y'all had a couple of things to do last night, but how y'all feeling this weather out here, man? How Atlanta treating you?
Man, I love Atlanta weather. I love Atlanta women. I love Atlanta food, man.
Right.
I just love Wait, did you guys get caught in that storm last night?
Sure did.
That crazy storm? Yeah, where did that come from?
I don't know. I was already in the house. You know what I'm saying?
That came out of nowhere.
I know. Yeah. I thought there was going to be a tornado.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about a little bit about the group. All right. Now, how many people in the group?
There's actually three, Tyler himself, and then there's Kamikaze Sky, and then there's Slim DeLeon.
All right.
His group name is Sky DeLeon.
Okay, so that's where the name came from.
Yeah.
All right.
But Tyler, we're going to pull him in, and then we're going to do our thing with him.
All right. And what's the name of the single?
The single, Tyler, go ahead, hit him with it.
The single won't be long?
Yes. Yeah, name of the singles, it won't be long?
Yeah,
the name of the single. All right, now, first of all, how did the group originate? How did y'all meet? Y'all been to each other?
Not really. We all came here about a year ago from different parts of the world, actually. Slim DeLeon, he's from Africa. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Malawi. Yes.
Shout out to Africa.
Yes.
Kamikaze, he's from actually Kosovo.
Okay. Well, y'all like the United Nations
up
there.
Right?
Well, we're making a company called Common Currency.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's because of we have all different parts of the world, right? So we linked up and the vibe was just amazing, you know what I'm saying? And it was one point where something happened to one of the group members and my brain was racing and like we had to figure out a show to do like ASAP. So I remember Tyler's dad telling me that Tyler could sing and I heard him and I was like, damn, he sounds like Chris Brown.
I hear that. They compare you to Chris Breeze out there.
I'm telling you, man, we got some talent here. And I was like, yo, let me just get out of Tyler. You know what I'm saying? And the experience we had for that night and the working experience with Tyler made me believe that he is prepared enough to go forward.
So Ford is a solo artist?
Solo artist, part of the group, whatever. He's just prepared. Right. He has the mental makeup to make it. You know, he's going to be part of the group and he's going to do his own solo thing because I believe he has a lot of talent. You know what I'm saying? He's gifted. And he is mentally ready.
Yeah.
You know, he just needs the right direction and focus right.
And that's where you come in.
Yeah, I mean, that's where his dad comes
in. Shout out to Pop.
Yeah, shout out to Pop.
Shout out to Pop. Again, you know what I'm saying?
I love that.
There's a generational gap, and maybe I bridge that gap.
Right, because you do have a lot of young artists out here that have no direction.
Yeah.
A lot of them are getting, you know, they going the wrong way. They doing whatever for you know, this time to try to get on.
Yeah.
And you can tell that it's bad leadership. You know what I'm saying? So I see you got positive people around you. You say you sound like Chris Brown. It sound like you going places, man. We're going to debut your single.
I can't wait to hear.
Yeah. I done took a couple of listens to it.
You should hear him live.
I told my girl it was me.
Oh, we can have him sing live. You better believe it. That's the true testimony right there.
My bad, player. I had to get one
I hope you're ready because we're going to make you sing live.
So who inspired you?
I got a whole bunch of singers. Like, just a whole bunch of old music that my dad play. I like Usher. I like Neo.
Okay. Now, Tyler, do you write all your own music?
Yeah, I write all my own music.
Okay.
That's fantastic. And how does the band feel about you going? Because you know how there could be a lot of like jealousy and animosity in groups and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to bring that up too much, but how do they feel about you going out and being a solo artist? Are they supportive?
Can I answer that?
Yes, we support
each other. Well, we support each other. If one is weak, we make the other one strong.
Right.
We are our brother's keepers. Mm-hmm. So when we move as a team, you know. So if there's no egos involved. Right. There's no big eyes and small
that's
U's.
What's up. That's
and
it, good.
And if it shows its head, we crush it right at the
right.
door.
Right. You got to kill the cancer.
We kill the cancer right away.
And, I need him on my team.
Right. And you know, everybody's good at something is what people need to learn. Like, you know, just like how when Wu-Tang came out, everybody thought Method Man was the leader. Like, everybody's going to have their time to shine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it sounds like y'all keep a pretty cool head about it, man.
Mm. Well,
you know, again, we crush those egos at the door automatically. We make sure, and then we pray over it, because I'm not big on religion, but I am huge in faith.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Again, whatever ego is involved, we just make sure that it separates. So if Tyler goes in and be his own artist, we're going to all totally support his project. If he with the team, we all totally support the team.
Right. Everybody get behind
it. So, TP, tell us a little bit about your single. Just set it up for us here.
Well, it's a song that I wrote like a couple of months back or whatever, and I just want everybody to hear it, and I hope everybody like it.
And what's the name of it?
It's called Won't Be Long.
Won't Be Long.
Won't Be Long. All right. And this is going to be the first of many.
First of many singles happening.
This is going to be the first of many. But yeah, so now, what's the concept of this new single?
It's like I'm telling this female or whatever that like I'm anxious to get back to her or whatever. She anxious to get back to me. It won't be long.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Whatever.
So all right.
This special moment happened again. You know?
And here we go, man. We're going to go right into the single, man. It's Scott A. Long. It's my man TP. It won't be long, man.
Here we go again, underneath the sheets, you on top of me, screaming baby please, baby give me more, come inside my door, fulfill my fantasy, tonight I'm all yours, it won't be long until you're screaming and scratching on me, it won't be long until you're underneath my sheets. Screaming and scratching all over me. It won't be long until you're feeling all because of me. I'm diving in, take a breather. Hold me your ocean, baby girl, should I go deeper? Just wait for you to come. How should I greet you? Let's take it up a notch. How should I please you? I wanna go some rounds with you tonight, baby. I'll make love to you as if we was trying to make babies. Here we go, let's take it to the floor. And you gon' be coming back like you want some more. I got that antidote, just take a dose. And without this loving, girl, you might overdose. This made this time that we would never forget. We both wanted this, I got it in me. You got a target that I couldn't miss. And that's when it is. Scratching on me. It won't be long till you're underneath my sheets. It won't be long until you're screaming and scratching all over me. It won't be long until you're feeling all because of me. Hey, got your body weak. I'm falling to my knees. You barely even breathe. But your hair are like the dream. You're trying not to scream, but it's too late for that because the neighbors know my name. Beat it up on a baseball bat, but you didn't know put it down like that. I'm a dog and I'm about to pound that cat. Squeeze on the bed while I grip the neck. I love how it feels, so I'ma keep it real. This roller coaster ride is giving me some thrills. 1, 2. I'm doing you 3, 4. You're begging me for more as I ease in and out. These words come out your mouth. Please don't stop, boy. I can't do without. Now it's coming to an end. I just broke you off. The fairy tale is done. All wishes I won. So the book is about to close. We about to clock out. I just showed you what my sign is all about.
And there it is. It won't be long. It won't be long until we hear this worldwide. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I'm going to be driving home today and be hearing it in the radio all of a sudden. It's just going to pop on.
Right. I like it.
I love it.
I like the song, personally. Right. It, you know, he does got a Chris Brown feel. You know what I'm saying? Like the swag is up there. Swag on 2 Trillion. How you feel about the song?
I'm feeling TP. Yeah.
Hey, you need to stop being modest. You got you one right here.
Absolutely. I can see why the girls would be going and fainting over you.
Yeah. So this is the song that you're going to lead out with.
Hey, before you do that, you still got to shout out that co-writer.
Right. Shout out to Self-Made Tank. Shout out to the Fly Guys.
All right. All
so they helped you write the song.
Actually, it's my song.
Mm-hmm.
Friend on second verse.
Okay, second verse. Okay.
I hear that. Hey, way to clear it up for us.
Had to make that clear.
Absolutely.
All right, so you say when you do this song, you get that immediate reaction out them ladies.
Right.
I hear that. It's a good summertime feel good song, man. Like this don't sound like a upcoming artist song. That sounds like somebody got their feet in there. You know what I'm saying? Like your feet through the door with the song, man.
So where does inspiration come from? Like when you write all your songs, so where do you pull inspiration from?
I just write about things I be feeling or, you know, things I be thinking about sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I just try to give people what they like or, you know, what they want to hear.
Do you wake up in the middle of the night and go, I have an idea and I got to write it down?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah? Okay.
I like that. Y'all got to give me a single of this. Yeah, give me I like this, man. Mm-hmm. I like this. It won't be long, man.
It won't be long until it's out.
Platinum. Right.
And he's at the Grammys.
And then you got your managers back here to push you, man. So, you know, there's no reason we shouldn't hear this song.
Right. I know. There's definitely
reason we shouldn't hear this song in a little bit, man. Because it sounds great, man. I'm not just saying that because I'm sitting next to you either.
Yeah. So what's next now? You're going to put out the song, and then are you going to be working on an album? What's next for TP? We want to know.
I plan on doing probably a little, you know, probably getting together a little mixtape, pressing up some CDs or something.
Okay. Like y'all going to jump into this mixtape game.
Yeah, you jump into every game.
Right.
Yeah, try to do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you keeping your social media sites up, your Twitter, your Facebook.
Speaking of Twitter and Facebook, do you want to shout out? You want to give your plug? What's your Twitter?
Yeah. Follow me _. No. Follow me FG _ Tyler. And Facebook, follow me Tyler Parker.
All right, now y'all hear that, lady? Y'all hear that? Do your say your tweet one more time. They big on his Twitter.
FG _ Tyler. Follow me at FG _ Tyler and on Facebook, Tyler Parker Fly Guy.
I hear that.
Yeah, I'll follow Sky DeLeon on Twitter and Sky DeLeon on Facebook as well.
All right. So we got our social game up.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing. We're also on video and Instagram, Sky DeLeon and Tyler Parker.
They posted pictures.
Yeah, Instagram is a big thing now. I just got that for the first time.
I just heard they got Instagram for Android. Why is everybody mad about that? Just because y'all got the iPhones? They got Instagram for Android now. Yeah. As far as this Atlanta thing going, you say you might have a couple of shows going on. Now, when y'all do the performances, is everybody on stage?
Yes, yeah, everyone gets on stage. Again, wherever we're weak, we make each other strong. So together we stand. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see him on stage by himself.
Right.
And he gets nervous, so we're a supporting cast, and he supports us as well. So it's all a team thing, man. I believe in team over a single individual.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put aside my emotions, my ego, because I know we're better off together than we are apart.
Right. Boy, and you sound like a motivational speaker over there. You done took some class.
Nah, I never did. I
mean, you done hit me with about 4 or 5. I'm writing some of this down. I'm writing some of this down. I'm going to use this today. But yeah, you real positive about this, man.
Well, I keep a positive mindset. Again, my it's an everlasting flow that comes through me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when I see young individuals that's positive, and we link up, it makes our light shine even brighter.
Absolutely.
Right.
And again, you just can't stand on yourself. The teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, right. Teamwork makes the dream work.
My boy over here killing it, man.
Hey, I also do, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's your slogan.
have my own little company. It's actually for Kingdom Builders Financial Group. We do real estate commercial funding.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I would like to shout out Kingdom Builders Financial Group as well.
Put your plug in. All time. You know what I'm saying?
Kingdom
Builders Financial Group.
You should always be about your brand. Yeah. I see he about his brand, man. He really
he's a good
about his brand.
Man. When he says he's a muscle.
We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to
Young Urban Lifestyles on YULRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? We the Black Eyed Peas. Yeah, check it out. It's your boy Akon.
This is Keri Hilson.
Yo, this Rule, baby.
What up, y'all? This is Jeremiah. You announce.
Hi, everyone. This is Shakira.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's up? This is Pink.
Yo, what's up? Yo, this is Kid 50 Cent.
You're listening to
YULRadio.com.
Yo, this is Busta Rhymes.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Khalees.
Yo, what the deal? This is Ja Rule.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
Hi, I'm Christina Aguilera.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
And we're just getting started.
They said it all gave you money.
Young Urban Lifestyle.
YULRadio.com.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Once again, live in the studio, we are joined by Sky Day. You know, my man, TP. And, you know, usually sometimes at the end of the show or you know, whenever we get a chance to, we like to get a little a snippet, you know, of you live, you know what I'm saying? Even though we're gonna actually see you live one of these days, we like to get a little snippet of you live. So if you will, ladies and gentlemen, I have the great TP.
See, baby girl, I keep it real. Girl, you know exactly how I feel. It's the thought of being with you and having you by my side. As long as you're with me and you're willing to ride. Now, shawty, this is not a game. I am the guy who wanna show you things. So, baby, if you down and you never gonna leave, I will be the king and you will be my queen. See, you will be my wifey for life. Cause baby, you are just my type. You're the apple of my eye, the woman of my dreams, the one that will be down, the special one for me. Shawty, shawty, I really wanna be a man. I really wanna be your man. Shawty, shawty, I'm just trying to hold your hand. Girl, I'm just trying to hold your hand. Cause I need a ride or die chick, girl, I'ma ride with forever. Forever, girl, I need a ride or die chick, oh, I'ma ride with forever and ever.
Man, I hear that.
And that's copyright, so don't try to.
I hear that. All right, man. He trying to come over here and steal
right,
the show.
All right, security.
You know, and I'm going to tell you, we done had some artists that come in here, yeah. You know, with the auto-tunes and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And we asked them to sing live, and we have to stop the tape, and we have to do this and that, and turn mics up. My man sound great.
I'm telling you.
And he sang like
my man sound
song.
Great. And just sung it right then, just good. Like, wow, like yeah, like bam, freestyle at the cafeteria.
And we killed them out there, man.
Yeah, you
that's
yeah.
No.
11
way.
To 12? I hear that. Now, is that going to be a song?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, well, what's up with that
song?
Shawty, who you with? Yeah. Y'all better hurry up and put that out. But we'd like to thank y'all for taking time out this morning on such short notice to come and visit us, man. And I'm sure we'll be seeing you live on air everywhere, man. I'd like to thank Cecil. Yeah. I'd like to thank your pops for coming in.
Let me tell you, man, it's our pleasure, man. This is more good for us.
And we always like to see young positive brothers doing big things, man. And, you know, your manager got a good head on the shoulder. You know, when he ain't doing motivational speaking, he manages. So y'all going places, man. Yeah.
Hey, this your boy Cecil hanging out with my man Tyler here. When we in the ATL, man, we tune in to YUL Radio. Yeah.
For this edition of Why You Well Radio, man, we'll catch y'all tomorrow, man.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Bam.
Oh. Oh.
How could you lie to me and think that I was way too blind to see? How could you ride with me and try to hurt me cause of jealousy.
You on my mind, you trick. Oh, you tried to ruin it. Oh, said he was doing it,
but he was really keeping it home.
I listen to you, you. Oh, I'm like a to you, you. Oh, don't let me do it to you.
And if you know it's good,
you better speed on before you get leaned on. If I catch you, it's on.
I'm telling you that I'm not the one. The secrets I ain't never told. Reverse psychology. You all up in his face, you kind of bold. He was really keeping it home.
Talk to strangers. Shoot them.
He has a past.
Go, go!
He has an attitude.
Come on. People love me.
He has a mission.
There's been a massive takeover on Space Prison MS-1.
We can send in one man. Snow.
I'm thrilled that you would think of me.
We're gonna crash this prison to the ground.
Really?
She got a new where he could be a man. Man, I wouldn't shake his hand with a broke hand. I don't fear none, the boy Conan. Make a drip, butt naked like she pole dance. Standing in the club on the couch. Grab the mic, then announce
okay,
this.
Okay, now ladies, yeah. If you know you bad,
yeah.
Don't need no man. Got your own bands, put up your hand. You a top notch, let me holler. Bend it over,
yeah.
Touch your toe, whip it out, show.
at a home. Be over, it's about your check. Drink more wet, know the poop they wet. I need all that. Tattoos on the back, I see all that. Yeah, I really got a man, I ain't tryna be out there.
I'm just tryna hit it by the end of the night. Lil' mama so bad and my booty so tight. When I hit it from the don't fuss, don't fight. When I put it in, don't scratch, don't bite. I'm showing up, money I'm pulling up. Liquor I'm pulling up, go get you another cup. I told her shorty what's up, told her I'm tryna cut. And then I slapped the dead on the butt.
Okay, now ladies, if you know you bad, don't need no man, got your own bands, put up your hand. If you're a top notch, bitch, let me hit holler. Bend it over, touch the toe, whip it out, show the whole bang roll. Slang it out, you're the bro, hurt beat. Poke it out, now shout you can eat.
Look, really, I'm just trying to break the headboard. Baby girl, you ain't gotta ask for a bed for it. Hell no, girl, I ain't scared of it. Told her I was about to go nuts, gave her heads up. First time I met the girl, she was in the club. Booty like a dice game, just shake it up. Shake, 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 like a tambourine. Break her down, put her in her butt like a bag of green. Ladies, and you know you bad. Then put your hands in the air. Big booty Judy, love the way she shake it. Drop it to the floor, gon' earthquake it.
Yeah. If you know you bad, don't need no man, got your own bands, put up your hand. If you're a top notch, bitch, let me holler. Bend it over, touch the toe, whip it out, show the whole bang roll. Slang it out, you're the bro, hold the beat. Poke it out, now shout it, you can eat it.
Yeah, yeah,
do it, do it,
yeah, yeah.
Do it. And that concludes another edition of YUL Radio, Young Urban Lifestyles, your favorite station, favorite station. We are the coolest hour that you ever gonna get on live radio,
well,
man. Always check us out on YULradio.com. Hit us on the Twitter at MyYULRadio. Like us on Facebook. And you won your chance for these free passes. And today's show was brought to you by, once again, Lockout. New movie, Guy Pearce, Maggie Grace, Take No Prisoners. Comes out April 13th. Get your tickets now. I'd like to thank our special guest that came on, Sky De Leon, my man Tyler, his manager, his pops. You know, that was great energy, great atmosphere. His single, It Won't Be Long, it's going to take off in the streets. I really think it's going to take off in the streets. I'd like to applaud him. He's a young man. He was 17. He really had his charisma and his act together, you know what I'm saying? And he has good leadership, good positive leadership. Write his own music, that's big. That's very big. That's very big. So I'd like to give a shout out to him for coming on the air. And we're just going to go around the room. I know it's Easter weekend. Everybody got things going on. We start with you, Archangel, man. What you got? What you getting into this weekend?
Well, I'm
going
to be in my all white, man.
Woo! All white everything.
All white everything.
Cocaine white.
Killing them in the church.
I hear that. This looking like a piece of cocaine in the church.
my goodness.
Yeah. But and then you got a couple of events you got to take part in.
Yeah, I'm gonna be at the Cinevision tonight at 6 p.m. to premiere the movie Blue Like Jazz.
All right.
Sponsored by Allied.
Okay, shout out to Allied, man, keeping us busy, man. Shout out to Allied. What about you, Ray Graham? What you got going on? What's going on in the crazy young world life? Snapbacks and cargos.
Oh yeah, you know how I do. Just always party. It don't end. You know what I mean? There's always something going on. Can't never sit down.
I hear that.
Young, wild, and free.
Yeah, he really young,
yeah,
wild,
y'all
free.
Hit me up on Facebook. It's AJ Making Girls Tremble.
Oh, Lord.
I don't really get on my Twitter, so I ain't even going to show y'all that. But yeah, check me out on YouTube. Doing open mic. You know, I'm an artist myself. I do a little something. I'm not... Right now, I'm in a state where I'm just chilling out, you know. Party.
And how about you, Miss Honeybee? What you got going on for this weekend?
Oh, definitely church. You know, I gotta always get my thanks.
I hear that.
And I'm gonna go get my nice Sunday suit as well.
I hear that.
And my Sunday hat.
You know what? That's, boy, I know it's going to be hat day Sunday.
That's going
to
be hat
Shout
day.
Out to my auntie. She got a fruit bowl and everything
on
her hat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Yes.
Yeah, some people got 20 pounds. They're going to be showing out in church this weekend.
That's right.
Who cooking?
Huh? That's cooking. What I... Honey be cooking.
I'll bring some... Yeah. That's saying. Right.
I don't eat everybody potato salad now.
Cook, for okay, real. So
I don't... Yeah. Everybody yeah. Can't make potato salad. Yeah. Everybody can't make potato salad now. Y'all got to keep that in mind.
I'm going to bring you something special. All right. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Well, you know, give us your plug, you know, your
yes.
Twitter information.
Okay. Well, my Twitter is at Singer Honeybee. And Facebook is Facebook/Melissa Honeybee. I had to think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Melissa Honeybee. On Sunday after church, I'm going to be singing at Happy Birthday to an 80-year-old woman. I don't know her name, but I was invited to this party in Buckhead. So I'm going to sing her Happy Birthday and should be fun. Wish her well.
All right. And as always, we like to thank the listeners. We're growing. We, you know, from Fort Lauderdale to Virginia to Miami. Once again, that's another edition of YUL Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
YUL Radio.
Yeah.
You did it again.
Hey, what's up? This is Ricky Iglesias.
Hi, this is Rihanna.
What it is? What's going on, everybody? This is Neo.
Hey, y'all. This is your girl, EVE, and you're listening
to YULRadio.com.
Turn your radios up.
Hey, yo, turn it up.
36 Mafia.
What's up? It's Kelly Rowland.
Yes, sir. Check it out. It's your boy, Fabulous. Let me know y'all.
So don't touch that dial.
You rocking.
YULRadio.com.
Alert. Clear all channels.
The future.
Right here, see? Yeah. Okay, automatic bullet flow, oozy, calico. Ladies, man, yeah, but to that pencil, I'm a bullet, though. Beat it, eat it, really go. Retarded, stupid, silly, though. The city been on life support, I'm gon' get out and kill it, though. Really, though. Off the chain, getting to a heaven thing. Stunning out the frame, still a bust of getting debit, man. God like Charlemagne. In the eight, I had a thing that ever hit it, ever did it. More deeper than the garbage, man. I ain't finna front. Lame if you had me, I'm way in the front. Brain, no athlete. Actually, nigga, watch my smoke, cause I go and get money to the top. I go, say you get dope, don't stop. I know the housekeeper get more to come and mop my flow.
Sitting up high, small money, we don't see no. Stupid, dumb, fly, ask your bitch, there's your Gino. Get done on my stilo, swag on Geo. Shitting on your pride, and we're pissing on your ego. And we pissing on your ego, we pissing on your ego.
Yeah.
We shitting on your pride, and we're pissing on your ego.
I'm back up on my rap, we ain't spastic. Got it backwards, yeah. Got it twisted and exaggerated. Stretched out, elastic. You haters ain't on my radar. I bypass ones against gastric. And I pull up front in that monster truck. When I park this shit, Jurassic. Got a different on my mattress. Doing backflips, gymnastics. She holding on to that monkey bar. Yelling out my name, no ad-libs. She's getting mad at us for what? We live life like an after party. Don't come at me with that ego ish. I piss on that like a porta potty. This beat is retarded, so therefore my flow is autistic. Come on down to Bobby's world, you and your friend out to visit. Flow like I'm on a mission, so there is no competition. It's looking like hunting season, and we in the slaughter business.
Sitting up high, small money, we don't see no. Stupid, dumb, fly, that's your bitch, nigga, she know. Nigga, know my steelo, swag on Geo. Shitting on your pride, nigga, pissing on your ego. And we pissing on your ego, we pissing on your ego. We shitting on your pride, nigga, pissing on your ego. We be pissing on your ego, pissing on your ego. Sucker hated, we know, go, we pissing on your ego.
Ball hard pavement, broads in amazement. Large money talking, I ain't gotta make a statement. My impatient grind, I'm taking mine. I ain't finna wait for mine. Anybody wanna shine, I suggest you wait in line. I'm chasing dime paper for the haters, I ain't breaking stride. Defecating on your pride, make you commit suicide. Do or die, two of my bullet hit the bullseye. I'm doing my thing, say I ain't my nigga, you a lie. Cool by the hood, I grew up and say what's up in all the real nigga on me, I don't need no introduction. Bulletproof truck with a couple cute sluts in the back, doing everything I asked for a rap. What's that? They handle that and I stroke that cat so good I get my money back.
Sitting up high, small money, we don't see no. Stupid, dumb, fly, ask your bitch, nigga, she know. Nigga know my steelo, swag on Geo. Shitting on your pride, nigga, pissing on your ego.
right, give out. Right. Game check my mouth till the smoke clears out. Am I high? Perhaps. I'ma rip this shit till my bones.
I am the greatest.
Till the lights go out, till my legs give out. Game check my mouth till the smoke clears out. Am I high? I'ma rip this shit till my bones.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.